This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump made a correction in a statement he made about Russian interference during the 2016 presidential election on Monday. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
In Helsinki, after meeting with Vladimir Putin, the president was asked who interfered. He said, "I don't see any reason why it would be Russia." A day later, a correction.
"I said the word would instead of wouldn't."
So he doesn't back Putin's denial.
"I've said this many times. I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place. Could be other people also."
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's been known since the middle of the 2016 campaign Russia was meddling.
"Welcome to the club, President Trump."
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Members of a Thai youth football team who were trapped in a flooded cave for more than a week held a news conference Wednesday before they returned home. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The 12 boys and their 25-year-old coach were declared generally healthy by doctors, aside from some minor infections. While leaving the hospital, a woman identified as Violet expressed her happiness.
"Thank you very much for the support from all of the world to help our children in Chiang Rai. Thank you."
The news conference, held in a government building, was the first opportunity the boys had to speak directly to the media. Officials reviewed questions in advance to make certain none would cause damaging psychological effects. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Three people are confirmed dead after a six-story building under construction collapsed onto a nearby residential building outside of the Indian capital of New Delhi. More than 100 emergency workers are digging through the rubble of the disaster in search for any survivors or victims. This is VOA News. Greece's migration minister has warned that mainstream political parties across Europe are adopting a xenophobic agenda to maintain voter support. VOA's Pernell Murdoch has that story.
Dimitris Vitsas said the shift in policy had occurred despite a sharp drop in refugee and migrant arrivals in the European Union since 2015. Vitsas called on traditionally dominant political parties in the EU to work more closely on immigration and defend European values. He called on the EU to exert greater pressure on member states opted out of migration settlement schemes, including Hungary, Poland, and the Czech Republic. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Reuters reporter Wallone and his colleague Jossa U are on trial in Myanmar. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports on new testimony from court proceedings.
A Reuters reporter on trial in Myanmar says interrogation after he and a colleague were arrested did not focus on what they're accused of, obtaining secret state documents. Instead, in testimony this week, journalist Wallone said officers focused on the pair's reporting of a massacre of Rohingya Muslims. His account was the most comprehensive challenge heard so far to accusations by the prosecution. Wallone described what he called a police trap to arrest them. At the time of their arrest, the pair had been working on an investigation into the killing of 10 Rohingya Muslim men and boys in a village in western Myanmar's Rakhine State.
That was Reuters reporter Ryan Brooks. Former U.S. President Barack Obama is in South Africa and was meeting with young people Wednesday to mark the anniversary of Nelson Mandela. Obama hosted a town hall in Johannesburg about what it means to be a global citizen and to make an impact. He concluded the meeting by offering this advice.
So don't just worry about what you want to be, worry about what you want to do. All right?
South Africans are marking the centennial of Nelson Mandela's birth with acts of charity in a country still struggling with deep economic inequality 24 years after the end of white minority rule. Activists and rescuers said Wednesday that talks to cede the largest opposition holdout in southwestern Syria to the government have failed. That triggered an intense overnight bombing campaign on the densely populated town that killed a dozen people and injured over 100. Egypt's parliament has passed a controversial piece of legislation aimed at regulating popular social media accounts that publish, quote, fake news. The bill allows authorities to block personal accounts on social media outlets with more than 5,000 followers for publishing the fake news. The bill must still be signed by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to become law. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.